Everybody, welcome to EMP. Let us start our morning prayer with a word of prayer. Father, thank you for good day that you have given to us. Thank you for such privilege that we can come and sit down and hear your word, Father. We pray that Holy Spirit come upon us, teach us, enable us to do your word. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Brothers and sisters, this morning we continue our Bible reading. Today we read from 1 John chapter 4. 1 John chapter 4, verse 7 to 12. Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God, and everyone who love is born of God and know God. The one who does not love and does not know God, for God is love. By this, the love of God was manifest in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son into the world so that we might live through Him. In this love, not that we love God, but He loved us and sent His Son to be propitiation for our sin. Beloved, if God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us and His love is perfected in us. Brothers and sisters, from this Bible reading, we have 3 points to think through. Number one, love one another. Okay, when we read the whole book of 1 John, he mentioned some signs of believer. If we go back to chapter 1, we can see that 1 John chapter 1, verse 6, do not walk in darkness. Yeah. If you believe Jesus, you cannot walk in darkness. Second sign, 1 John chapter 2, verse 4, you must keep His commandment. What is the sign of believer? The sign of believer is you need to keep the commandments. What is the commandment? If we open the Bible, we can see that 10 commandments. And then if we make it short, then become 2 commandments with one idea, to love God and to love other. Now, since new believer is part of God's fellowship, now John gives another sign, which is love one another. Love one another have strong value as believer. Chapter 4, verse 7 said, Beloved, let us love one another, for love is from God. Everyone who born of God and know God. Very clear, if we love one another, show us born of God and know God. Of course, brothers and sisters, in academic value, yeah, you can learn theology and get bachelor degree in theology, master theology, and doctor theology. But in the reality, the Bible told us, yeah, the sign of knowing God is to love one another. Yeah, sometimes this is different with what we think. But the Bible tells us, you know God. What is the sign of knowing God? John do not tell us the sign of knowing God is if you can recite 66 books from the Bible. Can you do it? I sometimes forget. From Genesis to revelation. Some people say, "Oh no! If you know God, you must be can recite Psalm 119, which is 172 verses, so long." But the Bible didn't say this, brothers and sisters. The Bible tell us, if you know God, then the sign is love one another. So what does this mean, brothers and sisters? This want to tell us that knowing God is not only knowledge, but knowing God is experience that we get from our relationship with God. Yeah. No wonder when Moses gave the last teaching and preaching to the Israel before they enter to the promised land in Deuteronomy chapter 6 verse 4. He said, "Hear Israel, the Lord is our God, the Lord is one." What does it mean, brothers and sisters? It doesn't mean the Israel didn't know this subject. Yeah, this subject mean, "Hear Israel, the most important in your life is knowing God. The most important in your life is knowing God." So knowing that mean you experience God by you have relationship. In our daily life, it's very difficult for us to explain something that we never experience. For example, for Southeast Asia people, they love durian. So it's very easy for us to tell you durian. Yeah. But go back to not Asia, for example, like north part of China or Japanese, which is no durian. How Japanese people tell you about durian? It's very difficult for them, but easy for them to tell you about sushi, for example, or they can make difference between salmon sushi or tuna sushi and other small fish sushi. But we cannot do it perfectly. Why they can do it? Because they know sushi. But if you ask me, "Pastor Slamet, tell me about durian," I can tell you many kind. Then what I know is the most expensive kind is black thorn durian. Black thorn. Why black thorn? Because the thorn is black at the end. And then one piece smaller than my head, around 400 Hong Kong dollar in Singapore, in Hong Kong. I did it one time when I have some money. I smelled two times. Oh my goodness, so tempted. Buy or not. I buy it. Now I can tell you how is the taste, because I have ate it one time, enough one time. If two times, then I need to do fasting for 3 days. So this is experience, brothers and sisters. Experience, so that I know. Now, love, if the Bible tell you love one another, that means you need to experience what is love. You need to have relationship. What is love? Many time ago, when I was studying in Singapore, the last week before I left Singapore, I experienced love from my roommate, love from Indonesian friend, love from English class friend, love from my professor. How they love me. "Oh yeah, Pastor Slamet, you are about want to leave. I treat you prawn noodle." And another day, "I treat you laksa." And another day, I treat you char kway teow. And another day, I treat you yong tofu. So I feel, this is the meaning of the love. I feel so loved by them. And then now, brothers and sisters, when some friend come to Hong Kong, yeah, I treat them. Even I don't have some money, and I will treat them char siu fan, because char siu fan is the most cheapest. Yeah, and then iconic from Hong Kong. Even only $25, I can find $20 char siu fan for you. Yeah, and we can say this is iconic from Hong Kong. Yeah, every day Hong Kong people eat char siu fan and they never boring, because why? Sweet, yummy, and something like that. And then when they eat char siu fan and they go home, oh yeah, I feel loved by other people. Now, starting from today, when I have guests, yeah, from other country go to Indonesia, I will treat them. Treat what? Maybe gado-gado, maybe mee goreng, yeah, for them to show love. So, yeah, it's very true when John said, love one another is the sign of knowing God. Yeah, knowing God. Something we experience, something we have relationship, so that we can share love. Second point, what kind of love? You know, brothers and sisters, there are four kind of love if we go back to Greek. First is Eros, second is Storge, the third is Philia, Philio, and the last one is Agape. I make it short. Yeah. Eros can be ending with flesh. Yeah. Eros is good, but sometimes ending with flesh. That Eros. That's why Eros love usually among two young people. They have dating. Yeah. They only love one. Yeah. If they love more than one, that you get cheating from that guy. Yeah. Only one, Eros. And then the second, Storge. Storge is love that we give it to other people if we get benefit. So Storge is something that the merchants do it. Yeah, business love. Oh yeah, I treat you so well. Yeah, whatever you want, you give me. But at the end, give me some information about your company. What your company want to do. Yeah, that's why in our marketplace, people said there is no freelance. Always something about blah, 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 blah. Yeah, so if you have meeting, lunch meeting, or if you more higher class, you can do golf. Yeah, people who play golf together. Yeah, golf is easy, but why they do it? It's expensive. They do it because after playing golf together, there are some project they can get it. Yeah, this is called storge. The third is filio. Filio is favoritism love. Favoritism love means I only love because I have relationship, my family, my brother, someone that I love. I don't give other love. I don't give love for other people. Favoritism. You know, in my family, we have eight brothers and sisters. Yeah, eight brothers and sisters. I'm in the middle son. Yeah, every time when my mom cut the chicken, my brother get right leg. My younger brother get left leg. And I get the middle one. You know what is the middle one? No meat in the middle one. So I feel that, oh, this is favoritism. As at that time, I was so angry. Yeah, I was so angry. Now, I have two children. Yeah, lucky. Samuel loves to have leg chicken. And then Cardia loves to have breast chicken. So, So no problem for my two. But you can imagine eight. And then at the time, my family is not rich. They are just middle, lower, something. So, yeah, but that's the reality. Sometimes we make favoritism in our home. Yeah, so this is not love. This is our favorite. The fourth one is agape. Agape is the love that bring benefit to other people. Yeah, not because of flesh, not because of benefit, not because of favoritism, but bring benefit for other people. When John said, love one another, he didn't give the definition of love. If you want to know definition of love, you go back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. He just described what kind of love that we need to give it, we need to use for other people. He gave us the way God loves us. Look at this beautiful verse. Yeah, don't forget to this part. Verse 9. By this, the love of God was manifested in us, that God has sent His only begotten Son. God has sent. The word has sent tell us that love is an action. Love in an action. So when we say we love other, then I will ask you, what is your action? Yeah, what is your action? remember, yesterday we celebrate PSEM birthday. And then at the same time, Miss Lisa arranged lunch for us. You know where she arranged lunch for us for PSEM? He ran to Nakahama noodle, Japanese noodle. He know PSEM love Nakahama so much. So she arranged that place. That means her action is to show his love for her husband. And the next time, when Miss Lisa have birthday, PSEM arrange something for Miss Lisa. Yeah, action, action. Love never no action. You guys believe me, love never no action. I love you, but I didn't do anything. That is no love. Talk only. No wonder. Yeah, people say, don't be a NATO. What is NATO? No action, talk only. Yeah. When you say love, that means you need to have action. God say, send. The second point, his only begotten Son. Yeah. Sometimes we do action, but cheap action, brothers and sisters. Cheap action. For example, when we married, someone sent a lot of stuff to us, and we didn't use that stuff. And then next time, when other people get married, we just open the store and we see, oh, I don't use this stuff. I don't use this stuff. I don't use this stuff. And we just send this stuff to other people. Yeah, it seemed that valuable, but actually, brothers and sisters, we don't use this stuff and we give it to other people. You can imagine, when God loved us, He sent. And then He didn't send something not valuable. He sent His only begotten Son. That means the most valuable. Yeah, the most valuable. He gave it to us. And then who accept His love? The Bible tells us the world. What kind of the world? Sinful nature world. Yeah. People who sin. People who rebel to God. Oh, brothers and sisters, it's easy for us to love someone we love. But it's very difficult to love someone that hurt us. Yeah, that hurt us. You can imagine when two brothers and sisters fighting And then the first brother hit the second brother, bah! And then father and mother come. You need to love each other. And then the first brother, I'm sorry. You see the face of the second brother. Will he like, oh, it's okay, you're still my brother. It's very difficult, brothers and sisters. He might be give hand but wishing. To show what? To show it's very difficult to love someone who hurt us. But the Bible tells us God loved the world by sending. Yeah. And then what is the benefit, brothers and sisters? The benefit is so that we might live through Him. We get live eternal life through Him. That's the benefit. And then the scary thing, how God show His love. Yeah. How God show His love, the action is to be the propitiation for our sin. Propitiation. Propitiation is the most scary and painful way to save someone's life by offer your life. So this is God's love. When John said, love one another, use this kind of love as our sample. You might be say, brother and sister, Pastor Selamat, it's too difficult. I also want to tell John, this is so difficult. Why you say this commandment for us to love one another? And then John tell us the third part is chapter verse 10. He said that in this is love, not that we love God, but that He loved us and sent His Son to be the propitiation for us. And then 11, beloved, if God so loved us, we ought to love one another. No one has seen God at any time. If we love one another, God abides in us, and His love is perfect in us. I get the key word. If we love, God abides in us, and then His love is perfect. God abides in us. Yeah, God abides. What that is mean? The first, you need have desire to love. And then once you want to love, at the same time, God abide in us. So you do it with God. And then finally, God make it perfect. That means, brothers and sisters, you cannot love one another if you only use your love. Yeah. You must ask God, go together so that you can love one another. I mean, with God, everything possible. With God, everything possible. Yeah. Sometimes it's difficult for us to love one another because we use our own power. Yeah. We use our own power. But if we use it with God, then the Bible told us the end of verse 12. Yeah. And His love is perfected in us. His love is perfected in us. It's very true. Yeah. If you want to love one another, go with God. Don't go with your ability. Go with God, and God make it perfect. Just say, God, I cannot do it. It is too difficult for me. He hurt me. Yeah. He make me difficult, but I will go with you. Yeah. The most beautiful example in human life, how to show this kind of love is Joseph. Joseph has a lot of bad experience from his brothers, but by the end, Joseph loved the brothers by seeing God. Yeah. You plan many bad things, but God plan good things for me. I accept you, I forgive you, I love you. Joseph go with God. If Joseph can go with God, Same with us, brothers and sisters. We also can go with us. God always available for us. So I don't know what is your experience, but at least this morning message tell us, love one another. The example is God love. The power is go with God. Yeah. It is worth his time. The time that we can see and experience God love. Always hurting people around us.
Yeah.
Tears always come out from our eyes. The most important to face this kind of world, not to hide yourself or run away. The most important is knowing God, because by knowing God, you know His love and then abide in Him. By abide in Him, you have power, you experience love, and then finally go out with Him and you have ability to love one another. Yeah, let us stay close with God and then download His love for us, so that by this we have ability to love other people, even that people had hurt us. Yeah, we still can love them because we get power and we go with God. How we love them? First of all, by release forgiveness. Yeah, give them forgiveness. Yeah, how we love them? By bless them. How we love them? By love them, showing our good action to them, so that we can change them, become loving people also. If you have ever someone in your heart that you hate most, this morning is the time to love them. Yes, Father, thank you. You love us and you give this love to us. If we go with you, we also have your love, which is the power for us to love one another. We thank you, Father, for love us, for giving us love, for go with us to show your love for other people. Now our heart full of joy, because we can again and again remember that we already have the love. It is a time to show your love for people who had hurt us, for people who had do some bad thing for us, and we believe we can love them because we live with you. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, brothers and sisters, we go to show our love by praying for people who are in cancer, in running chemotherapy. Let's pray together for them. Let also pray for brothers and sisters who have physical weakness. At the same time, we pray for their spiritual salvation. We pray that God open their heart to accept Jesus Christ. also pray brothers and sisters with infirmities condition. Yeah, we pray that God touch their body, take out all the weakness, and they get healed from God. Also pray for brothers and sisters who are looking for new job. We pray that God will give them the best. Brothers and sisters, we go back to our church prayer agenda. Today we pray for mission in China. We pray for SP Beijing, Pastor Hansu, Pastor Ricky for Shanghai, and then other brothers and sisters, churches in Beijing, in Shanghai. Yeah, in China we pray that, yeah, although they difficult to make physically, but spiritually, they still have connection one and another. Yeah, they can still share the gospel. They can still preach the word and worship Him. Let's pray together. Pray for board member, for PSAM, PNET, Kiwan, yeah, other board member. We pray that God will lead them in leading SP, yeah, become the church that make God smile. Let's pray together. Pray for young adult fellowship, men ministry and women ministry. We pray for this categorical ministry can lead a young adult all women to love you more and more. Let's pray together. Also pray for SP 2.0. Yeah, we put in God. If God allow us to extend, nothing impossible. He can do it, and we put this plan into God's hand. Pray for pregnant mom. We pray for them that God will keep and bless them one by one. The last one, we pray for house activity, especially in this Thanksgiving season. Every house church can enjoy and thanks God and then love one another. And then God will bless all the house church with new member. Let's pray together. Yes, Father, thank you for good time that you have given to us. Thank you for the message. Thank you for worship time. Thank you for the time that we can close with you, have relationship with you, and you know what we need, Father. We pray that you will fill our heart with joy and love. So whenever we leave this room, Father, we can live with peaceful. Thank you, Father. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Have a nice day, brothers and sisters. God bless you.